So I'm just going to cover a couple points. First of all, from the state chamber standpoint, Gary knows this, our job every day is to wake up and think about how competitive are we as a state economically, and how competitive are we going to be in 2030 and 2035 and 2040. Let me flash just quickly to right now, just the current situation. We have 9 commercial service airports within the state, and those 9 airports are responsible for $6.2 billion in economic impact in this state. They're responsible for 66,000, and they're responsible for $2.2 billion of our economy every year. That's not surprising. If you've been to any of our commercial airports, you understand how much both economic activity and just plain tourism goes back and forth through those airports and what that impact is for our communities. Right now, these 9 airports serve a very vital part of our economic engine, and we would not be competitive without what we have right now. But as we look to the future, as we think about it from the state chamber standpoint in terms of what the future looks like, it's great to be in North Platte today, because if there's a community in this state that's looking forward, it's this one. And this is a community on the move. But when you think about what North Platte's going to be in 2030 or 2035 or 2040, this next generation that's going to have to both populate the community, fill the jobs, and create the economic activity, it's clear, as some have said today, that you can't imagine a future generation living in a place that doesn't have commercial air service or access to commercial air service. This is a fundamental infrastructure item as we go forward. This is an amendment which simply gives these 9 commercial airport communities the ability to compete and win. It's something that is one of the most vital infrastructure areas that we have in the state as we look forward. It doesn't increase taxes. It simply is a matter of providing flexibility through a constitutional amendment to a very old constitution that did not envision this scenario. So this is something that the state chamber supports wholeheartedly, and I hope the voters will support by voting this amendment in the box that says 4. Thank you.